It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in prayer? Precious Father, thank you for the eternal Word of God. Thank you for the privilege of prayer. Thank you for the dear saints of God, even by the radio today. You know our hearts. You know our lives. You know all about us. God, would you take us, mold us, make us that which you want us to be. Use us simply for your glory. And today, would you be pleased to just simply open the Word of God and let the Holy Spirit of God place it into our very innermost being, that we might grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father, you've allowed the Holy Spirit of God to pen these scriptures. Now may we never argue with you, but God, may we just simply receive your Bible and your Word and grow and be that child of God you want us to be. Lord, that one that may be sick, would you touch? That man that may be going through a battle, would you strengthen? For the many that may be listening today that's lost, would you touch that individual life that you're dealing with? And above all, would Jesus Christ be lifted up? Would the gospel go forth and the Holy Spirit bring about that purpose of God that only comes through and by the precious Word of God? May we ever be faithful to just proclaim your Word. Use us for your glory, and above all, get glory in His precious name, we ask it. Amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this Brother Jerry Honeycutt. What a blessing it is to be your guest again on this precious day. And today we'd like to invite you, if you would, to just turn in God's precious Word. If you've got a Bible and where you can, turn with us back in the little book of Acts. And we're going to look at chapter number 17, beginning there today. And I trust that you can just be with us. I want to take this time here. In other words, this is Thursday, so our class at VBC Bible Institute will be having classes today on the night at 6:30, and we'd love to invite you to be with us. We, from time to time, we have folks that just come in and sit with us as we teach the Word of the Lord, and we're keenly aware also that these lessons are also on the web, and many folks listen to that on the web in the privacy of their own computer in their own home. And let me just encourage our students that if don't wait, get the books and get everything ready, and don't be late, and because you get behind, you're going to get discouraged. But if you've been thinking about enrolling, please don't wait any longer. Get enrolled now so that you can be right up with the rest of the class. And what are we offering this semester? New Testament Survey is the class one, and Brother Tull Oaks is the teacher. Class number two is the Book of Revelation. Brother Kenneth Forbes is our instructor. And then the third class, the first class is missions for the first 8 weeks. And then the second 8 weeks will be evangelism. And the instructor for both of those are Brother Wynn Greer. And if we can help you in any way, you let us know. If you need to get in touch with us, our phone number is area code 423-772-3848. And if we can help you, you let us know. God bless you. And by the way, those of you that help us with the Bible ministry is still going. We'll be ordering another shipment just in a day or two and processing what we've got and trying to keep getting the work out for the glory of the Lord. Now let's look in the Word of God to verse number 1 in chapter number 17. Now, if you'll notice, we go back to chapter 16, what we just finished looking at. The little church of Philippi, the work at Philippi, that church has been set up. And going all the way back, in fact, into Europe, and God's word is going moving on. So we come to chapter 17, and the Holy Spirit's going to let us take a glimpse here in the Word of God of another epistle, and it's about another little congregation, the church at Thessalonica. In chapter 16, it was the little church at in Philippians, in Philippi. And Paul had, he journeyed. In other words, his second missionary journey, he's continuing on and going back to these churches where they've set up. And now look at verse number 17. In fact, the church, keep this in mind as you read in the Word of God, how that it's the Holy Spirit of God that's leading the men and instructing and moved upon hearts. And it don't matter where they go, no matter whether they're setting it up or whether it's been set up. There's God's people there. The gospel is there. But the devil's crowd is too. And that's true in your neighborhood. That's true in your church. In your little congregation, many times there's those dear saints of God that's there, faithful, honoring the Lord, and there'll always be some buzzard sitting on a limb, picking everything apart. And it's just a way of life. See, the devil is not interested in the church moving forward. Let's watch it. Verse 17. Now, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica. In other words, Thessalonica, where that little church is, where was a synagogue of the Jews. Now, this little church, this little area, had a synagogue, had a place of worship, and the Jews there. Well, what does Paul do? After all, Paul knew the law. He knew what a synagogue was for. He knew how to take it and use it. Did he misuse it? No, he never misused it. In fact, someone may make the comment at the end of chapter 16 that Paul, instead of leaving Philippi and going on, that he stayed and flexed his muscles. No, in verse 40, they went out of the prison, entered into the house of Lydia. Was that not Lydia, the little lady that was by the river? I mean, whenever you have to leave town, don't you want to be with the saints of God? Hallelujah. I mean, one of the hardest things that you can ever do is leave where God's people are. And when they had seen the brethren, worshiped with them, prayed with them, enjoyed being around them, they comforted them and departed. In fact, they comforted them. And for there's comfort to being together. I don't care how small a little congregation or how big it is. They ought to be comfort there. I mean, some of the sweetest services that I've had in our little old church is a little Wednesday night prayer meeting where that the saints just tickle to death to be there. The weather's been miserable. Everybody's been sick. And they're just glad to be there. And a handful that just come to worship God, they get strength from one another. That's exactly the picture at the end of chapter 16. So now we go to Thessalonica. Let's look at verse number 2. And Paul, as his manner was, and can I make note of this? His manner never changed. Paul had one thing in mind: preach the gospel, lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. And which his manner was, went in unto them. He did not try to sneak in on them. He just walked right in there with them. He went in unto them 3 Sabbath days. He went on a Sabbath day. The next Sabbath day he went back. And the 3rd Sabbath day he went back. And what did he preach every time? He reasoned with them out of what? The Scriptures. And the Holy Ghost of God writes Scriptures here. Scriptures is that which is written down. And how beautiful this is, because the Apostle Paul, before he got saved, had studied his entire life the Old Testament Scriptures. And you know what the Holy Ghost of God had done? Had opened up those Scriptures to his heart and showed that those Scriptures was about the Lord Jesus Christ and not about just keeping the law. Oh, my soul. Look what verse number 3 says. In other words, he reasoned with them out of the Scriptures. Not just personal doctrines. Not just personal teachings. Not just what that you think that it says. Folks, can I say, when we're teaching and preaching, it's not a matter of, listen, it's not a matter of what Jerry Honeycutt said. It's what God said in his word. And old Paul, he reasoned with the word of God, the Scriptures. Verse 3, how did he do it? Opening and alleging. In other words, opening the word of God, alleging and explaining the word of God and showing truth forth. In other words, here's the teaching. No wonder old Paul writes Timothy and said that he's an apostle, a preacher, and a teacher. And surely Paul was an apostle, he was a preacher, and he was a teacher. And that teaching was of the Word of God. Until next time, God bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.